your children are your, let's see. You ever heard like my wife now, when she was a little baby, they used to call her Cricket. You know, had a little nickname. What do you call those? You know, the little family names that the family just
pet
names.
Pet
name. Mm-hmm. And
our nicknames.
Mm-hmm. I have a one sister, so I would say I'm the oldest of two
children.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you, let's see, something on wheels you might put a baby in and it'll lie down?
A baby carriage or a baby bed.
Are those the same thing?
No, a stroller. Or a baby carriage with or a baby buggy. A baby buggy and a baby carriage would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The baby could recline, could stretch out in it. A stroller, he would sit up in it. It would be a cart.
Mm-hmm.
And he would sleep in a baby bed or a cradle. If he was very small, his first bed would be a bassinet.
Mm-hmm.
And then at my house, he would go into the cradle, and then next in the baby bed, and then in the youth bed.
Would you have on the baby carriage, would you have a hood or something?
Yes, you'd have a hood on it.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, yeah, I'm going to put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
For a stroll, strolling.
Mm-hmm.
Push the baby.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever say going to wheel the baby or roll the baby? Or would you
roll the baby.
Roll the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And say you had some children that were old, 6 and 8 and 10. You would say the one who was 10 was the one who was the
oldest.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't want to use the oldest, you'd say he was the most, what?
The tallest.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to indicate how near adulthood, the one most, if you want to indicate by growth, the one most.
The tallest.
Mm-hmm. Or what about the most grown up? Did you ever say that?
I guess the most grown up, if he behaved more like an adult, even though he was a child, he would, you would say he is the most grown up child.
So grown up refers not really to physical, but to
size, but to
maturity.
Maturity, yes. Mm-hmm.
And your children are your sons and your
daughters.
Mm-hmm. Or boys and
girls.
Mm-hmm. A woman is going to have a child, you say she's
expecting.
Mm-hmm, expecting. Anything else that
well, you would see, today I would say pregnant. Around my mother, it would be she is expecting.
Mm-hmm. That was the next question. Any other kind of real, very polite terms like that you would use around, say, your mother or people that you want?
You would say she's expecting.
She's expecting. Or are there any kinds of maybe old joking terms that people
with use. Child.
With child. Have you ever heard anybody say she broke a leg?
No.
Or foot or anything like that?
No. She is wearing a hatchin jacket.
Wearing a hatchin jacket. Mm-hmm. I never heard that. And that's interesting. Oh.
And if you didn't know, if she did not know what date the baby was due, she would say, she has lost her notching stick.
Lost her notching stick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.